Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Money Web.
All right, let's continue with the budget postponement and with the African National Congress struggling to secure enough parliamentary support to pass the budget. The implications for the rand, bonds, equities, and I guess the broader economy are significant. And to help us navigate what this means for markets, businesses, and investment strategy, I'm talking now to George Herrmann, Chief Investment Officer at Citadel. George, a very warm welcome to you. This is the first time in post-apartheid South Africa that a budget speech has been delayed. From an investment perspective, what are the immediate market implications?
Yes, Jeremy. Immediately, markets will price in a bit of additional risk premium because it does bring some uncertainty to matters. As you say, this is a historic moment. And markets don't like uncertainty. So you won't be surprised that the rand is a good 20 cents weaker from when the budget was supposed to start. The equity market's about 0.5% lower, but that's actually a great position because that's equal to where European markets are today. So actually the market reaction's been quite muted because, as we'll probably discuss, I think there's two sides to this postponement.
If we see prolonged political uncertainty, though, already we've got the budget being pushed out till the 12th of March, this could push the currency even lower, and that brings its own set of problems.
That's absolutely agreed that uncertainty is a negative for financial markets and specifically for currencies. But the other side of it is that the budget itself is never a major market moving affair, because usually it is well published and well understood as to what the focal points are. This time there was some uncertainty as to where the Minister of Finance will raise his shortage from, and suddenly a debate ensued around that. If anything, the counter argument could be made that it's good that that we now have such counterbalance forces in the government. So I don't expect the markets to take this too negatively.
The sticking point seemed to be, George, the value-added tax and a rate hike of either 1 or 2 percentage points. If that were to go ahead, that would surely have a negative impact on consumer spending, inflation, and one imagines overall GDP growth.
That is 100% correct fact. And I'm truly surprised that the minister, of all the levers at his disposal, that he pulls that lever. That to me is a sign of desperation. That to me is a sign of panic. That is against everything the ANC has ever spoken about. So I'm totally surprised that he goes for that. In a sense, that tells me that he is pushed for time on the flows, which is also surprising, because the benefit of raising the VAT is you get the higher revenue immediately. If you had to raise some form of taxes, he literally only gets it in a year's time. So I'm really, really surprised that the minister tried to pull that lever. As you said, that lever will immediately cause high inflation, higher prices, lower growth.
But as you've just said, it was an easy lever to pull because that would have been, what, something like 58 billion rand straight to the bottom line.
Yes, VAT is a super effective tax, but in the South African context, with our demographics, with our wealth concentration, with our large amount of unemployed people, we had that number again yesterday, 32%, VAT hits those lower demographic income groups very, very hard. And hence why I'm so surprised that he would go at that lever.
And the political deadlock now has the potential, George, to affect fiscal policy. What do you think this could mean for our sovereign credit rating? Could a downgrade be on the horizon sooner rather than later?
No, not at all. In fact, I would actually take it as the opposite if you had to ask me. I think this shows that there's better counterbalance in the difficult and tough decisions that government has to make. Surely this is a lesson that's going to be taken forward, so future discussions about the important things that affect our credit metrics, our GNU will now know that they have to get cooperation from everybody in advance an agreement and buy-in before they go to stage, which is the mistake they made today. And I think it's just 30 years of being spoiled, of just going to the stage and everything gets rubber stamped. Whereas now I think they will get the buy-in. So I don't see this as a negative impact on credit ratings, no.
And just a final question. You mentioned certainty a little earlier. We know that foreign investors have already been cautious about South Africa. So this latest bout of uncertainty, is it going to affect the country's investment attractiveness in global portfolios?
I do believe that it will indeed. In fact, foreigners were quite aggressive sellers of South African equities in January. They have been quite aggressive sellers of South African bonds in February already as well. So you are right that global investors are already wary and somewhat nervous considering the interactions between South Africa and the United States specifically. And this added uncertainty to that would undoubtedly keep their fingers properly away from the buy button.
George Herrmann, thank you very much indeed. Chief Investment Officer at Citadel, appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.